I think that the DevOps Days conference that we had, that was stellar. You know, that was awesome. And to, I know that things are different right now. Things are a little bit tumultuous right now. But to do those things, to continue to have big purpose-driven meetups like that, or events, really massive events like that, they supercharge the community. You have all these events off the spin-off in the periphery of something like that. All these places that people come to that they haven't gone to before. All these people that they meet and these skills that they derive from these people that they meet. That's where, for the tech community, this is tech community speaking, that's where the big gains are.
Hey, this is Liam Potter here from Nui Tech People with another installment of the Community Spotlight podcast. This installment, we've got Richard Berry from i2m. Cheers for coming on, Richard.
Hey, thanks for having me, Liam. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, kind of here.
Yeah. Sort of here, yeah. Given the circumstances.
If you can't already tell by the differing backgrounds and the difference in audio, we're obviously not physically together at the moment. Just not feasible at the present time, but we thought we'd make do. And considering a lot of the subject matter we're going to touch upon, it's probably pretty relevant for us to be recording via this medium anyway. Jumping pretty well straight into it, i2m, what is it? What does it do? Like, what is the story?
Well, the i2m, I may as well explain the name. The i2m is the Integrated Innovation Network, which is the University of Newcastle's Entrepreneurship Centre. We exist to fuel the success of innovators and entrepreneurs and connect them to community, customers, coaching and capital. We do that through a range of physical hubs. Many people have heard of the i2m hubs. We have Hunter Street, Williamtown. We have a hub in Muswellbrook, and pretty soon we'll have Honeysuckle coming online as well. And within each of those physical spaces is a host of programming and events that we hold. That programming helps people from idea phase. They have an idea for a business, for a solution, all the way through to commercialization and scaling phase. We have different programs in different parts of our physical hubs to cater for those people. So we're here for anyone, be them students, researchers, members of the community, alumni, SMEs, corporates. We have something for everybody, and we exist to help everybody. So that's the i2m in a nutshell.
Awesome. Who do you generally find will utilize i2m's resources?
We get a pretty wide spread of people. As far as like co-working within the hubs, we have research teams. We have teams that have come through PhD programs and now have founded companies on the other side.
Cool.
We have students. We have students doing working and learning with our startups in our hubs. And we have people booking meet. Like in Williamtown, we have SMEs booking meetings, booking spaces to do training and events, as well as co-working there as well. So we get a range of people from all through the community.
Awesome. And it's probably a better time than ever to be looking through the archive of podcasts and content that we put out. We had Siobhan on a while back talking with James, and that was a pretty solid episode. So, I mean, if you've not already listened to it, if you've not already watched it, first of all, I'm disappointed, but second of all, you should definitely have a look.
The one with James and Siobhan was a good one.
100%. Yeah, James is the seasoned veteran here. So his quality is pretty good.
Pretty up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of a narrower question. What sort of events does i2m run?
Well, we run so many events. Most recently, let's go just chronologically. Most recently we just finished off our Creating Value in Uncertainty series. Mm-hmm. We have an expert facilitator known as Claire Quigley. She also does our business boot camps, and she was just helping existing SMEs, existing businesses, find new products or services that they can offer as value for their customers or new customers in this time of uncertainty. Sure. It was completely web delivered, as most of our activity is becoming or has become, and it was just there to cater to that audience of the existing SME. From that, we then have a long-standing event series called Startup Stories, where we invite a founder. They'll come in and talk about their experience for a bit under an hour. We have that. Usually they come into the hub, but again, that's transitioned to online. So we do that over Zoom. We use a Zoom webinar for that feature. And last month we had Matt Barry, an i2m hub member, founder of multiple companies, And he recently moved up here from Newcastle, from Sydney, sorry, and was talking about his experience in transitioning in a tumultuous time within the Bank and Royal Commission and what it was like to found a company in that, and talking about the parallels from that to here. We have our Vice Chancellor, Alex Zielinski, who will be coming in next month for Startup Stories, talking about his time spinning out of a university and founding Seeing Machines. Awesome. It is. But then, like, there's other stuff we do. So each year we hold a hackathon. Last year's was on disaster resilience. We're working through the details of getting this year's hackathon, most likely being run online or at distance. So we're working through those problems. But that the New Futures Hackathon, you can find out more at newcastle.edu.au/hackathon. And all the details are there from our last few, and what we do and what we aim to do with that. It's a really fun event where we get lots of different people from the community, people from industry, people from the university, and they all come together and solve a massive, wicked problem, which is really, really cool to see and help facilitate.
Sweet.
And then we have our – so there's a heap of activity that happens in Newcastle, and we contribute to that. And one of those ways is through Join the Dots. And Join the Dots is a place where we can get researchers, members of the community, people from SMEs, founders together in a room, talking about doing a presentation on what they do and then networking. Now, the interesting thing with that is that the topic changes every month. So we've done Join the Dots for health tech, Join the Dots for e-commerce. We're doing this month Join the Dots for cybersecurity. And we'll have founders, researchers, and members of the community come together. And a cool thing is you come in, you're an audience member, you've come to see one of the presentations, or you just like the subject topic. You then come in, listen to 3 to 5 speakers, and all of a sudden you know 3 to 5 more people than you knew when you walked in the door earlier that evening. And you can have the chance to talk to those people. So given the circumstances of now and everyone's working from home, we have transferred that. We've transitioned that to an online delivery, and we're using one of our startup members actually in our hub at Hunter Street. Their product is called IC Virtual Conferencing, and they sort of revolutionized the way in which people interact within a virtual space using a game engine and avatars, mics, and webcams. So we now hold our events in there. They're pre-rendered worlds. We hold Join the Dots specifically there, where people can listen to a speaker, move their avatar around the world and talk like you and I are talking in a room full of like 50 other people. So last month was huge. We had a huge registration. We had to stop registrations. It was a fantastic event. A great way to kick off Join the Dots virtually. And this month will be just as awesome. But instead of looking at dealing with change in the previous Join the Dots, we're looking at cybersecurity.
Unreal.
Yeah, and then we have visiting entrepreneurs as far as other events go, and just stuff that happens and gets thrown to us that we just put on with the community in different subsections of the community.
Excellent. I guess as far as Join the Dots is concerned, it's probably important to note, you know, there's definitely a networking component to it, but it's not like some networking events can be where you're just kind of showing up for the sake of showing up. You are still learning something quite valuable. You are getting a deep dive into a particular topic, you know, in this case, it'll be cybersecurity. But I've gone to a bunch of them at this point. And the topic range has always been pretty diverse. The speaker selection has always been pretty diverse, and you know, even if you know literally nothing about that subject matter, you come out with at least knowing something about it, at least knowing who are some big players in that space within Newcastle or beyond. It's a really good use of an hour and a half of your time. Absolutely,
it is a fun thing to do. It's definitely my favorite event that we do each month and then throughout the years. It's just such a cool way for people to come in and learn. You know, you've got these people who are usually experts at what they're doing, certainly within their own business. And they're talking about, you know, why they're solving the problem. Why are they attached to the idea? Who are they solving it with? And sometimes we even give an opportunity to ask for a need. Maybe it's funding, coaching. Maybe it's different customers or testing partners. You hear about what these people need within the industry, within a subject, which I just think is just such a great opportunity for everyone to hear and for them to take part in.
100%. So we're sort of in the middle of April at the moment. What events have you got going on in the next month or so?
Startup Stories will be next month. We've got Alex at Startup Stories, as I mentioned earlier. Join the Dots will happen again. It happens each month, the last Wednesday of every month. We have programs happening. So we have what's happening next, Navigator. So our first entry point into our entrepreneurship programming is I2N Navigator, which you'll be doing online. Participants will make an application. It's a competitive application process. Make an application, and then if you get in, you'll work through with an expert facilitator for 3 days, three online workshops with multiple tasks in between the days, and with some learning online components as well. And you'll be learning about taking your idea and finding where you can find impact, where you can create impact with the skill sets that you have as a human, as a professional, what you can do with what you know, and where that impact lives, where you can apply that. So Navigators, we run that 4 times a year, and it's a great opportunity for anyone who's looking to find out, you know, what can I do? And if I have an idea, how can I apply it? What are the tools and processes I can apply to that? We've also got Entrepreneurship 101 ongoing. So that's intake for the current cohort has stopped, but that will kick off again in about, I think, my guess here, like 6 to 8 weeks time. We'll kick off again with another Entrepreneurship 101 cohort. It's online again. This is all online. Where you get to find out if you have an idea or not, you get to find out some fundamental principles of taking an idea and commercializing it. So you look at like the business model canvas, you look at customer discovery, you work through a bunch of online modules to do that. You look at IP and protecting your idea. It's just a really great way for people to gain a fundamental understanding of taking an idea and putting it into the market. We have, for this particular intake, we have a couple of people who are, you know, they're working from home. They've got a bit of downtime, and they're just applying, or they've come out of their previous project and looking for a new way to do something else. And they're just using those, you know, coming back to basics, coming back to first principles, and using that for their next idea, using Entrepreneurship 101 to get to their next idea. But that's definitely what's coming up in the immediate future for the I2N.
Unreal. So there's no shortage of stuff happening.
No, we haven't slowed down.
Yeah, absolutely. Considering the global situation, obviously you can't meet face-to-face. You said you're using Zoom, you said you're using IC. What other technologies are you using really, I guess, to collaborate, to host events, to really remain engaged within the community?
So you touched on a couple of the biggest. Zoom is something that's so valuable and so useful for us, just with what we're doing right now and what we do.
100%.
At the I2N with everybody. IC is another invaluable piece of software that allows people to network, you know, simultaneously. So you can break off from the group just by pressing the S key on your keyboard and walking away and talking to someone new and not hearing that the volume is bound by distance. So you can you can talk to someone and not be overspoken, have someone speak over you in that same room. So that's another invaluable piece of software. Then there's the normal stack that companies choose from. You know, are you using Outlook? You're probably using the Microsoft stack of software. So we have a lot of work in the SharePoint world as part of, as employees of the University of Newcastle. And then just cool stuff we use. So we use some online whiteboards. Siobhan and I have been doing some planning using some software called Miro. At the last, one really cool thing that everyone should have a look at, especially if you're doing comms between you and your customer, you want to try and get them to understand an idea. This was a suggestion at last month's Join the Dots from Dave Eddy, and he suggested that you use Loom, L-U-M-E, I think it's called. Yeah, L-O-O-M. It is fantastic. So you can record your screen. It'll record your mouse movements and what you're doing. It records your audio, your webcam if you want to as well, and create a nice little circular image of yourself in the corner of the screen. And you can just do some online tutorials. So, for example, getting people to access IC. Installing IC on some machines is mostly straightforward, but sometimes you run into some roadblocks. So I just do a quick tutorial, step by step. You can see me doing it in front of you, and I can blast you the URL straight away with a nice high-definition video of me doing that. So they're two tools I've recently started using since we've been working from home, and they're also invaluable. So that's Miro and Loom. Miro for planning, visually planning, product planning, and Loom for recording.
Unreal. And, I mean, the uni obviously fairly heavily bought into the Microsoft stack in general. But you know, you've got a lot of tools that aren't really within that ecosystem. Were these tools that have sort of been introduced in response to this whole situation, or were these largely pre-existing?
I mean, many of the Microsoft stuff exists. It's always existed. But the stuff that I mentioned before, or Zoom is another one that's always existed, but the stuff I mentioned before, the Loom and the Miro, they're new. They're just from suggestions from people out there in the wild who we interface with. Slack's another one that we use quite extensively. The entire I2N community is bound within Slack. That's where we live. That is not a university piece of software. That is just something that we picked up. A lot of startups, a lot of industry all use Slack, and why would we want to go against that grain? So we use that to keep the community connected, as a place for the community to connect, to find out what events are going on, what programs people can take part in. People need help, people want to share wins, they can do it all there in I2N Slack as well. And that's been going for a while. That was not, the use of that is not predicated on COVID-19 or any other shock to the system. We've just used Slack extensively for a very long time.
Cool. Okay. The uni's, generally speaking, one of the better prepared organizations to handle something like this. Are you finding the shift from, I guess, in-person meetups, in-person events primarily to, you know, virtual hubs to using Zoom, that sort of thing? Are you finding that a particularly easy transition? Have you had any teething issues?
I wouldn't say it's easy, but we've definitely had, like, our IT team has been pretty helpful getting our Zoom webinar access all organized, making sure that we understand how to use these tools. The university has been, it's been pretty helpful. Yeah, it's been nice to be supported by that, those teams and the uni itself. It hasn't been easy. I just have to say transition is never easy. This transition has never been easy. But we had an understanding of things are going to change. People are going to have to work at distance or not work at all. And the I2N exists and the university exists to help those people find that new opportunity, or bolster the opportunity they already have and make sure that they can maintain it and keep providing value for the people that they serve. So with that in mind, transitioning our startup stories to using a Zoom webinar, transitioning Join the Dots to utilizing IC, who happen to also be members of our hub community and as part of our mentoring program, that's fantastic. And they exist, and things, the impetus came, we had to jump on something, and we did that. With great support from you on and everyone else that we've worked with as well.
Unreal. And is there anything you've found better in the virtual environment? Have you found any sort of, I guess, unique benefit from hosting events online as opposed to in person?
I feel like you can reach more people. It's an obvious one. You know, people can come at you from their home, from their office. They don't have to come down to the hub, whichever hub you will be working or running that event from. Reach is definitely a big gain. Another thing is, like, with that reach, you uncover people you haven't met before. And that's always a great thing. When with Join the Dots, you'll get some people who you see each month, and they're fantastic. They're a mainstay and part of the foundations of that event series, of that meetup. But you get these new people, and that's really cool when you can find these new people to bring into your network, bolster your network, grow it out, and understand, you know, who's who in the zoo. You get a bit more of understanding. Each time we invite one of these speakers, for example, to Join the Dots, it's just a whole new person, whole new persona, new set of skills, new person into your network to create value and for you to do the same to theirs. So that reach is invaluable, that reach and that opening up of new people. Anything else? I mean, IC has been fantastic just for the networking aspect.
100%.
Zoom has been fantastic for stuff like this, and for group meetings. It's awesome too. The tools that are associated with Zoom are, again, invaluable. I think the big one is reach, but reach, uncovering people, ease of access. People don't have to come and get parking in the evening or come walk into a hub. They've been the big ones.
For sure. And I guess the traditional meetup layout where it's, you know, maybe a Thursday night or something, you know, some people have children, they might have pre-existing commitments. I guess because everyone's at home, because everyone is vaguely on the same playing field there, there is a bit of a reduced barrier to entry just by virtue of
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a less time commitment. I'd say to an extent, there's less of an expectation to stick around for the entirety of the event. You can kind of jump in and jump out, you know, if there's something happening in the periphery that you have to tend to, no one's gonna feel overly offended if you get up
and turn your mic off, turn your camera off, or just leave completely. Yeah, there's no worries.
100%. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's made lemonade out of lemons to an extent because of that. 100%.
Yeah. You've hit the nail on the head, yeah.
Oh, well, look at me go. anything you would recommend to meetup organizers in general as to, I guess, kickstarting their involvement considering the circumstances? Just because I know we had a really vibrant scene. We had, two events, three events every week. It was unreal. And considering the circumstances, a lot of them have just kind of hit the brakes. There's a few more starting to funnel back in. I know cybersecurity meetup was consistent. Data analytics looks like it's about to kick back on. But for the other organizers, for people maybe who want to start hosting a new meetup but haven't had the time or haven't had the ability to do so until now, any recommendations?
Yeah, it's like in the midst of it, it's about maintaining your community, maintaining the networking of the community that you help foster with your meetup. And then also, how does it look on the other side? How do you pop out the other side stronger? So I would suggest finding, if you want to continue running meetups, which you definitely should and you have access to do so, finding a piece of software or some method for you to still facilitate your meetup, to invite your guests, get everyone involved. Do that. Find something out. One thing that the I2N can offer is the I2N Virtual Hub within the IC platform. So you want to host a meetup? Please get in contact with myself or Siobhan. Let me know the date of what the meetup you'd like to hold, and we'll make sure that access to the Virtual Hub is there for you. You can choose the virtual world with which you'd like to host your event in. You can have, as long as people's computers can run IC, which vast majority of computers can. You can have 100, 200 people in a room. Get them all there. Get your meetup guests there and maintain that network. Maintain working through this state of change. Maintain your event, your community. Keep facilitating. The software is there. Come to us. Please, my call out to everyone is please come and speak to the I2N to see, you can use our hubs when we had them available for people to use. Well, at the moment, we don't have the physical space available. But we certainly have the virtual hub available for any meetup that needs to use it. So please contact me. Maintain your meetup. I can't say it again. Please maintain so that you can come out the other side stronger, because there will be another side. We'll all get there and we'll all continue to have fantastic meetups. Because as you said, we have such a vibrant meetups community and scene in Newcastle. We have a huge range of different tech and non-tech related meetups, and they need to continue. So, if you have the capacity to do so. Not everyone does, but if you do, find the software that works for you. Come and speak to the I2N if you want to, if you want to use the virtual hub. Otherwise, find what works for you and see what other people in the community are doing. There's so much going on right now. If you're on LinkedIn, you are seeing so much happening. It is just everyone's bombarded with webinars, with virtual conferences, with everything, and it's so great to see. So just see what they're doing and just copy it, do it, use it. Make sure you're fostering your community.
This is probably a relevant point to bring up in that I was having a discussion with someone who does host meetups, and they're a bit concerned about, for lack of a better word, the impact on quality that hosting it virtually would have. And, I think I speak for the both of us in this conversation when we say, people are going to be pretty forgiving around any sort of hiccup technologically. It's a weird time for everyone. If you're having a crack, that's 99% of the battle.
Absolutely. You're having a go is the biggest part of what you've got to do. You've always got the quality control, and you've got to maintain quality control. And you do that by briefing speakers in. If you have speakers at your meetup, brief them in, let them know what they'll be using, how they'll install it. Step-by-step guide, use Loom. You do a step-by-step setup with Loom. send them a link and they can follow on with you while you're off doing something else, and they can get it all set up. Make sure that there's an understanding of the community that joins you. You have a speaker, they'll be using this X software, speaking for Y amount of time on Z topic. Explain all that. Make sure the expectations are set, and then have your event. And that way everyone comes in, expectations are hopefully met within your event, and no one goes home disappointed. The value's there, the networking happens, knowledge is imparted, and people get their, I guess it's sort of an outlet. People get their outlet to go to a meetup, network with people. I mean, staying at home is kind of boring, but a meetup, you know, gives you another option. So if you can set those expectations, people are going to be forgiving, but people are not going to be disappointed if those expectations are set with whatever method you choose to deliver them.
Excellent. Excellent. Zooming out a bit, excuse the pun, that's
probably literally.
Zooming out a bit, we're talking about, I guess, the momentum that the Newcastle tech scene has really gathered in the last, 24, even 36 months. I guess considering the momentum that we have generated and will continue to generate ideally, and considering the large role that the university has, that I2N has, in really propelling tech as an industry, propelling innovation, propelling entrepreneurship, what is the university doing, and what is the university planning to do to really, really foster that, considering the current situation, but once we eventually return to, not going to really say business as usual, because I think there's going to be some pretty significant changes when we've sort of come out the other end.
Yeah. The university, so strategically the university has these opportunities and these activities that it does. It educates the community. We're one university city, and the University of Newcastle educates said city's community. So you have your graduates coming out the other side, but then there's all this other activity that happens, and the I2N makes up some of that other activity that happens, and that's where entrepreneurship for us comes into play. So we are, again, delivering entrepreneurship programs and events, but coming online next year, we'll have our Honeysuckle Hub. So that's always been the big part of the big grand vision for the university's input into the entrepreneurial landscape, the innovation landscape of Newcastle and within the institution. So the Honeysuckle Innovation Hub, I2N Honeysuckle, will be a four-story building. It will have the innovation common downstairs on the bottom floor. People are welcome to come in, work on their idea, talk to facilitators, talk to people around within the community to help them if they need it. Find that coach and find that capital. Find those people to help solve your problem. And then there'll be the co-working on top. So education up a few floors, and then co-working on top. So the education play, we have cohort-based programming, accelerator programs, incubator programs, all happening in this vibrant building, co-located with School of Creative Industries. So there'll be relationships had within that. We foster work and learning, and we'll continue to do so. Companies come in and co-work from our spaces, and they say, "Hey, we'd love to house some students here as part of their work and learning in semester one and two. What can you do?" And we connect them to that. And the university itself has all these resources to facilitate that relationship between you as the business owner or the team leader looking for that. So yeah, zooming out, the Innovation Hub is a huge strategic has a huge strategic purpose for the university, incorporating the community. All these buildings are public. You can walk in. I'm not sure if everyone knows that, but you can walk into the new space. You'll be able to walk into the Innovation Hub during business hours.
You should, because it's a really nice building as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Go up to level 7 and take a look at the harbour and the views you get up there. Everyone's more than welcome. And I hope that – I think that will continue. So that's one big one. The Innovation Hub is one big obvious one. Programming within the I2N and the university will continue to keep going. It'll hopefully expand. So we have our Navigator, which I mentioned earlier. Validator is the next step from there. So within I2N Validator, you have an opportunity to find product market fit, validate your idea, and then from there, an accelerator, the goal of the accelerator and incubator programs. So that's ongoing. Every day we're working towards that in all the activity that we do. And then university itself, as part of its strategic plan and its strategic vision for its impact on the community, it's the students. The students are at the center of everything. Staff and researchers, innovation and entrepreneurship makes up a good portion of that, a solid portion of that strategically.
Absolutely. Excellent. Okay. And I guess stepping away from the university's role in growing the tech community and looking more at the tech community's role in growing the tech community, makes sense. What do you think, and you know, this can be a general answer or you can be as narrow as you like, but what do you think the big steps are that the tech community at large should be taking to grow itself?
Keep going meetups. Meetups are awesome. Keep going to meetups. Keep hosting meetups. You know, networks are critical in anything. Mm. Tech is included.
For better or worse.
Innovation, entrepreneurship. Yeah, everything. Networks are so critical. It's just super important that you can continue fostering your networks, building your networks and bolstering them. The tech community does a great job of that in Newcastle. I think you mentioned like 24, 36 months, 2 to 3 years.
Yep.
Everyone's been sort of working on this. I really got involved in like 2015 in a couple of meetups.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew my mind. I hadn't done anything like that before. And it just seems to have gotten better and better each year. I think that the DevOps Days conference that we had, that was stellar. You know, that was awesome. And I know that things are different right now. Things are a little bit tumultuous right now. But to do those things, to continue to have big purpose-driven meetups like that, or events, really massive events like that, they supercharge the community. You have all these events off that spin off in the periphery of something like that. All these places that people come to. That they haven't gone to before, all these people that they meet and these skills that they derive from these people that they meet, that's where, for the tech community, this is tech community speaking, that's where the big gains are. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that activity bubbling away each week, each month with the meetups is just keeping that going, keeping that spirit alive. So I guess generally keep doing meetups if you can, and continue to do them on the other side of all of this. Big events are awesome. Find your partners, come to us, talk to other organizations within Newcastle. The Nui Slack, get involved in that. Definitely get involved in the Nui Slack. I think quite a few people plug that on this podcast. It's just such a great place with some really cool tech focused people, and tech focused organizations. So just see what's going on there as well. But I think that I hope the I2N has a large community and student and researcher remit, and we hold a few things, but from the perspective of my perspective, so many things are happening right now, which is so good. And I'm sort of repeating myself, but just continue to do so.
Don't let the ball stop rolling, essentially.
Mm-hmm. The networks are so critical. We should all maintain them and do our best to help people maintain them.
For sure. I remember it was maybe 2 weeks into my first recruitment job, and I got a ticket to DevOps Days. And this was someone who realistically at that point had no idea what DevOps was. And let's be realistic, I still kind of don't. I just say Kubernetes enough times and then people just like stop listening and it's fine. But that, for someone who had such little exposure to what Newcastle could offer in that space, that was a huge, colossal eye-opener as to what the community held, you know, what players were part of the community and the general direction of it. And I think that's a theme I end up touching on with a lot of people. You know, in my position, we'll have a lot of people who are maybe moving from Sydney up to Newcastle. And for better or worse, recruiters are often the first port of call, just because, you know, we have a quite good top-down view of the industry. And if you're not digging a bit deeper, you can look at the surface level and go, yeah, there's a bit of a community there, but it's, you know, it's small. It's Newcastle. There's not heaps of people. There's not going to be massive amounts going on. But the moment you sort of breach that first layer, but you know, you join the new eSlack, you go to a meetup, so much opens up in front of you, and it's realistically, because everyone is super welcoming, because everyone to an extent understands that, you know, it's a greater good sort of thing. If more people move here, if more ideas come into play, the community, the industry at large grows. So if there's anyone watching who maybe, you know, isn't from Newcastle, maybe is from Newcastle but hasn't really played around in the meetup scene, hasn't really, I guess, immersed themselves in the community, do it, really. Like, there's no simpler instruction. Just, you have no idea what you're missing out on. And for such a small time commitment, it's so hilariously worth it.
I was just thinking when you were saying that, it's so true that people new to a community, jumping into a meetup, jumping into a Slack community,
it's scary.
Finding out where people meet, it's do it. It enriches everything that you do professionally and outside of your work. It you meet all these people, you find out all the ins and outs of this new city that you've just joined. And again, you're building your network and introducing these new people that you've just met to your existing network. Maybe there should be like this welcome pack. You move to Newcastle and you get given this pack, and on it is a checklist, like an onboarding pack, I guess. It's a checklist.
Yeah.
Join the Nui Slack. Join the I2N Slack. Go to a meetup. Go to X meetup. Go to Y meetup. Talk to this person. Email this person. You know, go have coffee at this place. Maybe there could be some sort of welcome pack for people who are, you know, new people fresh off the boat into Newcastle. Come and meet up and jump into the community.
I don't want to go into massive detail, but I definitely have an email template that covers most of that. Where I'll just go, look, some, you know, you get people reach out who are just trying to test the waters, and I don't want to write a 500 word email every time. So I have the general structure, and yeah, I'll send that out ad nauseum, because it's really you have that first toe in the water, and then you just kind of step in. Like, it's so incredibly accessible and so incredibly welcoming. Yeah, absolutely. We're getting very sentimental at this point.
We are. Podcast. Yeah.
Look how far we've come.
Just look at the awesome stuff we're doing.
Yeah. Look, I think tail end, considering we're, you know, essentially housebound at this point, considering everyone's got a lot of time on their hands, I've been hammering on in the dev update about upskilling, about remaining active, freshening your skills, especially during this time. Is there anything you would particularly recommend that people learn, people get involved in to really come out the other end with something new on the tool belt?
Yeah, it's important. I think it's really important, especially now, considering what it is that you're spending your attention on. Because you can save time, you can kill time, you can do whatever you want with time, but what are you doing with your attention? So there is so much opportunity right now, both in the event space and in the online learning space, if that's what you want to do. Just go into easy ones. I go into things like Udemy and see what's going on there. That's a really easy one. If there's anything that you like there, do it. Go to meetups that are online, listen to webinars that interest you. Definitely do that. But skilling up is something that you can really help when it comes to spending your attention. No matter what your circumstances are, learning is always strong. So if you can take part in, say, for example, the I2N's programming, Entrepreneurship 101, I2N Navigator, come along to an event, any of those choices that you make, you will come out the other side with something new. You will have learned something new. You will have met someone new. So that ongoing learning is vital, especially now, as we were talking about before, popping out on the other side and being that stronger person, that better equipped, better networked person. So yeah, there's a heap of opportunity out there. Take part. Go onto our Eventbrite. Go onto our website. Look at our social channels. Take a look at what you can take part in, because there's a lot on offer. If it is entrepreneurship, innovation is the avenue you'd like to search a little bit more in, definitely come and seek us out. If you want to know more, just want to talk to me, just email us at itwin@newcastle.edu.au, and we'd love to point you in the direction of any of our programming or something else. If you describe that fits something else, we'll point you in the direction of that. I've personally loved love jumping onto, what am I using? I think it's DataCamp. I've been using that. That's great. Mm. Just doing some basic stuff there. There's a heap out there that's awesome to do, fun and accessible, and can really help you if, you know, not everyone has downtime right now, but if you do, yeah, or if you're just craving something new, jump into that. There's a heap on offer across the globe. It's right at your fingertips.
100%. So really wrapping up, if people want to find more about I2N, you've got the URL.
Come to newcastle.edu.au/I2N. Yeah.
Unreal. General email contact.
Yeah. Hit us up at I2N@newcastle.edu.au. Yep. Hit any of our social channels, message us on any of them. They're all looked at. Just hit us up. Fridays is a great day for us to have a quick chat if someone wants to understand where they fit into our programming structure, what events are for them, how they want to get involved, they want to know somebody who needs some help. We're here to be that guide. We're a network networked into a network, you know. We can help you guide you to where you need to be or what you need to be doing. So as long as you make yourself known to us, we can make what we know and who we know known to you.
Unreal. Look, I think we leave it there for now then. Okay. Cheers for coming on, Richard.
Thanks, Liam. This has been great. Really appreciate you hosting us.
Nah, no dramas. Not at all. Righto. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Whatever you're doing, I assume we're probably in a minimized window. Really, tune in for the next one. Have a good one.